And they're not even here.
Will you stop pacing?
My second husband, Lloyd, he used to pace when he was worried. The day he proposed to me, I had to follow him for 30 miles before he popped the question. Oh!
Hi, Frank. Where is the animal to cake and candy with them all?
Hey, I ran all the way from the dance studio. You can at least speak to me in English.
English.
Sit down, Carmine. I speak English.
Hey, where's Laverne and Shirley?
They went to Chicago to bowl on the Schatz Brewery team, and they won. They are now the champions of all the breweries in the Midwest.
Hey, that's great. We can have a party for them.
What do you think this is? This is a party.
Party, dance, and death. Too short, dance, party. No.
I just sent Rosie over to pick up Lenny and Squiggy. I told you we will all be here.
No Laverne and Shirley.
Frank, are you listening to me? They're supposed to be here at noon. They missed the train. They're trying to get on another train.
Why didn't they drive to Chicago? They got a car. I was the guy to help them get it.
Did you ever see Laverne and Shirley drive?
Well, I picked him up just like you said, Mrs. Babish. No need to thank me for allowing myself to be seen on this side of the tracks.
Hey, did you guys get to ride in Rosie's Cadillac?
Some ride.
Yeah, she made us sit in a trunk.
Hey, I just didn't want you guys greasing up my velveteen upholstery.
Frank's a little upset. He thinks the girls are lost somewhere. Come on, I'll get you a beer.
Oh, hey, I could use one, too.
Hey, cheer up, Mr. DeFazio. We'll help you wait.
Yeah, you know, it's like the saying, Missouri loves company. That's why it's such a crowded state.
Look, will you stop worrying? Laverne and Shirley can take care of themselves. Will you just sit down and relax?
Yeah, they're the only two girls I know who got their names erased from the men's room wall.
It's a good thing for you I'm wearing my dress-up jacket. And my client are getting pushed around in this place.
You too,
especially,
huh?
In front of our dates.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Me too. Well, I'll tell you something. That's the last time. Starting now, I'm throwing my weight around. Out of my way. Move over, Bob. I want to comb my hair.
Get lost.
Ah, it's a lucky thing for you I'm wearing my dress-up jacket.
Hey, I only know you two guys from someplace.
Oh, I don't think so, now, Peter.
Oh, yeah, I've seen your face on somebody else's body.
No,
I know who it is. Hey, it's Nick and Phil from the bowling alley. Hey,
What are you talking about? That's Barney and Jack from the brewery.
Barney's got no teeth, and Jack is a Negro.
I'm not talking about Black Jack. I mean White Jack.
White Jack don't work at the brewery.
He got fired from the brewery.
It's us.
I told you it was Nick and Phil.
Phil is...
It's Nick and Laverne.
Fellas, it's me, it's Shirley.
Shirley and Laverne.
Oh,
wow. Hey, what are you doing here? You crazy? This is a place for men. It's like a club.
So, what are you guys talking about?
Laverne and Shirley. We're just going down memory lane.
Yeah, and if you want to come, climb in a trunk.
When are you guys going to start treating me like a lady?
Yeah, some lady. You've been in more fights than Joe Palooka. He was no lady.
I only fight with DeFazio.
Yeah, and poor Shirley always manages to get caught in the middle of the whole thing, huh?
Bimbo! Yeah. Bimbo. Excuse me. You have anything without your... No! Ladies! I can't leave you alone for 2 seconds. You ought to be ashamed of yourself at a bridal shower. And you squaring off in your own apartment. She drowned my fox. She called me a bimbo. All right, clear the room. Move the couch back. Pick up the gifts. All the breakfast.
It is now 5 o'clock.
You know, Laverne and Shirley have helped a lot of people out, too, you know.
Yeah, sure, if they want to make out with him.
No. Like the time they helped the German cleaning guy when he fainted. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Loosen his belt.
Why me? Right, then choose.
I don't care.
My mother and your mother were hanging out their clothes. My mother gave your mother a sock in the nose. What color was the blood?
Red.
R-E-D. Why do I always loosen this?
Not too hard to figure out.
What if I say green?
It's the same
exact
thing. All right.
Okay. What next?
Oh, I don't know. Ah! Mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Great.
You do it.
Joy!
Come on. I did everything else. It's your turn. All right. Loretta Young would do as much.
Make sure his neck...
I've got his neck.
Okay, open his mouth.
I've got his mouth.
Okay, make sure his tongue's flat.
How do I do that?
With your finger. Make sure it's flat.
I've been cleaning with this finger.
Never know. Just put it in there. You feel this?
Yeah, but they learn more about first aid when they worked as volunteer nurses.
Corners. That little hospital corners here, they call that because you're in a hospital. Okay, nothing up my sleeves here. 1, 2, 3.
How can I
just pull up? Pull him up. Pull him harder up. Harder. Pull him harder up. Up harder.
There you go. Okay.
know, I think Laverne and Shirley met a couple of guys in their train, and they're probably at some fancy party right now.
Nah. Only fancy party they ever went to was with Fonzie. Remember?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Fonz. Your coat?
That's right, it's my coat. Are those your pants? Who is this guy?
Come here, Fon.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, don't get up, don't get up, huh? You're gonna spill your food. Knock yourselves out.
Arthur Fonzarelli, this is our hostess, Nana Schatz.
Our hostess, Nana Schatz. Our life begins at 80, huh, Nana? Whoa!
This is Ted Schatz.
Hey, how you doing, Ted?
How do you do, Arthur?
Oh, listen, everybody, I'm real sorry that I'm late, but it was my night to close up the garage, Dick.
Well, perhaps you'd like to wash your hands.
No, I wash my hands down the garage real quick. Hey, listen, Teddo, I'd love to use your John for another reason if you receive my trip.
Yes, certainly, certainly, Arthur. Gerald, would you show Mr. Fonzarelli the facilities?
Facility?
This way, sir.
You're still after my coat, huh?
Take them so long to get from Chicago to Milwaukee.
Well, maybe something happened to them.
Oh, now look, they're gonna be all right. Any minute now they're gonna walk through that door.
Welcome to Canada. For travel information, please go to
Canada. Well, thanks a lot, operator. How are we going to explain this to my father?
I have nothing to explain. I am completely innocent. It was your fault we took the wrong train.
Oh, hold on there.
You could have been listening for them to announce that the train was leaving.
I heard the man say all aboard.
Canada? Did you hear him say all aboard for Canada?
Did I say, come on, Laverne, let's go to Canada? No, I'd rather be home right now. I mean, what good is this trophy to us in Canada?
Thank you, ma'am.
Getting late. Where are those girls?
At the Bloom Pop, it will be 7 o'clock.
You would have made a great time, lady.
Yeah.
Got any tens?
Go fish.
Gee, Mr. DeFazio was very calm. Why can't Laverne be like that? Shirley is.
Shirley is.
Shirley's always very good.
Sure, sure. You keep believing now you believe anything you read in the paper. You remember the time that we were babysitting for her, we gave away the baby. You think she was going to go crazy.
About this. Oliver, I'm getting hysterical! Where is that baby?
Thank you. You hit me. I'm sorry. I was trying to get a grip on myself. I'm calling the police.
Don't worry. They know how to get along by themselves. Do you remember the time that Shirley got the free TV set by talking Richie Cunningham into taking her to the high school dance?
Yeah. Why did you invite me here?
Because I had a lovely time on our last date.
11 and a half months ago?
Yes.
Oh. Well, maybe we should do something together sometime.
Anything but murder, mister.
Well, there's going to be a victory dance this Saturday night.
A victory dance! Oh, yes, a victory dance. How I'd love to go to a dance.
Yeah, well, they're going to have a dance contest, and they're giving away a TV set.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that would be lovely. We would have such fun, wouldn't we? But I'll bet you already have a date.
You'd go with me to the victory dance?
You bet your booties I would.
I can't dance very well.
Just follow me, kid.
You don't have to try and scare me off.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know why you and Laverne wanted to go out with Potsy and me. You wanted to win a TV.
Now, how'd you know that?
I'm a senior. I'm wise to the ways of the world.
Oh, gee, Richie, let me explain. You see, our television blew up last week, and they're so expensive, we don't have the money to buy one.
Surely, you don't have to explain anything. I had a great time. I went out with a very pretty girl, and I won a television set and a dance contest, and my name's going to be engraved on a trophy at Jefferson High School.
That's because I wanted to, not because I had to.
Bye. Nice closet.
Carefully. Maybe we should just forget the party and have it another day.
No, no, no. If they show up here and we're not around, they're going to be real disappointed.
Yeah. They're always all smiles whenever we walk through the door.
Cheryl, believe me, I am not sick, and there is nothing in this place that will make me sick.
Hello, girls.
Handsome, rich guys with class.
Hello.
That's all that man wants out of life is something that cries, burps, and wets its pants.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
I must say, you were a help when Laverne thought she was pregnant.
Thought you were.
Now, what were you saying?
Well, me and Squiggy were talking, you see, and yeah. We know all about your plight. And, well, we decided your kid ought to have a last name.
Huh?
Yeah, on account of if he don't, the poor little guy's never going to get any mail.
What are you trying to say, Len?
Okay. Well, me and Squiggy flipped a coin. To decide which of us would volunteer to be your husband.
Oh. And you lost, huh?
No, I won. Now, Kosnowski's a pretty good name, Laverne. See, I had it practically all my life. My grandfather told me it means, help, there's a hog in my kitchen.
That's nice.
Now, there's a lot you don't know about me, Laverne. I mean, I'm a pretty deep guy.
Listen, Len.
Yeah, you sit down.
We'll go stay.
What I'm trying to say is that even though I've always been a big swinger and everything, never want to settle down and nothing, you know, the famous lone wolf and everything.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, I just want you to know that I'm going to buckle down. I'm going to take the dispatcher's test. I'm going to make a good living. Plus, I'll practically never hit you, nothing. And anyway, I like you, and I'd like you to marry me.
Oh.
should go home. Us rich people got a lot of things to do, you know.
You should wait around a little longer. I mean, after all, they did win a big bowling match, you know.
Oh, yeah. They are good bowlers. I give them that. That's all I give them.
Good bowlers? They're great bowlers. Did you know that Laverne once bowled after the doctor gave her a bunch of pills for a cold?
Those pills do not make her perky. They make her jerky. What is this she's dressed in?
This is what they call a missionary uniform. She just had lunch with 20 bums.
Good soup.
You're going to bowl, aren't you, Laverne?
Yeah, the team needs you.
There are no holes.
You mean they're not?
Thanks.
A big surprise for you. This is the cake. One of the nicest cakes you ever saw. I'm going home. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm fed up. I'm glad you're home.
Sweet, huh? That's sweet. Just been to 17 different cities and 2 countries, all seen through a window. Then we spend the last 30 miles riding the back of some old guy's truck filled with chickens. Oh, now, got us breakfast. Didn't you just see all those people go out saying nasty things to us? Didn't you hear them? Well, Mrs. Babish yelled, "Welcome home." She said, "I'm going home. I'm going home." That's what she said. "I'm going home." Well, so what? We traveled through a strange country on a train. We met new and exciting people. Oh, you really think those Canadian border guards are going to take us to the Toronto Mardi Gras? They have our phone number. I don't believe you. I mean, how do you do it? How do you keep your hopes so high even when we're in the sewer? How do you do that?
You got chicken feathers all around.
Oh, get them all. What the hell? Them in the trophy?
What do you mean, don't put them in the trophy? I don't want to put them in the
trophy. Would you stop putting it in my drawer?
Oh, Miss, you're
right. Hey, girl. And I have witnessed.
Laverne, Shirley.
We had a meeting in Rosie's Cadillac.
Yeah, these two guys broke my antenna.
We thought it would go higher.
Yeah, if you're so rich, how come you don't have a longer aerial?
Anyways, we figured we'd still give you a party.
Yeah, so let's have a party.
Well, I guess this will show you.
What?
Told you so. You
did Ooh, not tell me.
Be back in
how
here
did you know?
To
how
have
did
a party.
You know?
How did I know?
How did you know that?
Just what makes that little old ant think he can move that rubber tree plant? Oh, anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant, but he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes.